Ezechiel. Chapter 46. Thus says the Lord God, the gate of the inner court that faces the east shall be shut the 6 working days, but on the Sabbath it shall be opened, and in the day of the new moon it shall be opened. And the prince shall enter by way of the porch of the gate from outside, and shall stand by the post of the gate, and the priest shall prepare his burnt offering and his peace offerings, and he shall worship at the threshold of the gate. Then he shall go out, but the gate shall not be shut until the evening. Likewise the people of the land shall worship at the door of this gate before the Lord on the Sabbaths and on the new moons. And the burnt offering that the prince shall offer unto the Lord on the Sabbath day shall be 6 lambs without blemish, and a ram without blemish. And the grain offering shall be an ephah for a ram, and the grain offering for the lambs as he shall be able to give, and a hin of oil to each ephah. And on the day of the new moon it shall be a young bullock without blemish, and 6 lambs, and a ram, they shall be without blemish. And he shall prepare a grain offering, an ephah for a bullock, and an ephah for a ram, and for the lambs as much as he is able, and a hin of oil to each ephah. And when the prince shall enter, he shall go in by the way of the porch of that gate, and he shall go out by the same way. But when the people of the land shall come before the Lord in the solemn feasts, he that enters in by the way of the north gate to worship shall go out by the way of the south gate, and he that enters by the way of the south gate shall go out by the way of the north gate. He shall not return by the way of the gate by which he came in, but shall go out opposite it. And the prince shall be in the midst of them, and when they go in, he shall go in, and when they go out, he shall go out. And at the feasts and at the appointed seasons the grain offering shall be an ephah to a bullock, and an ephah to a ram, and to the lambs as much as he is able to give, and a hin of oil to each ephah. Now when the prince shall prepare a voluntary burnt offering or peace offerings voluntarily unto the Lord, one shall then open him the gate that faces toward the east, and he shall prepare his burnt offering and his peace offerings, as he did on the Sabbath day. Then he shall go out, and after his going out one shall shut the gate. You shall daily prepare a burnt offering unto the Lord of a lamb of the first year without blemish, you shall prepare it every morning. And you shall prepare a grain offering for it every morning, the 6th part of an ephah, and the 3rd part of a hin of oil, to moisten the fine flour, a grain offering continually by a perpetual ordinance unto the Lord. Thus shall they prepare the lamb, and the grain offering, and the oil, every morning for a continual burnt offering. Thus says the Lord God, if the prince gives a gift unto any of his sons, the inheritance of it shall be his sons, it shall be their possession by inheritance. But if he gives a gift of his inheritance to one of his servants, then it shall be his to the year of liberty, afterward it shall return to the prince, but his inheritance shall be his sons, for them. Moreover the prince shall not take any of the people's inheritance by oppression, to thrust them out of their possession, but he shall give his son's inheritance out of his own possession, that my people be not scattered every man from his possession. After that he brought me through the entrance, which was at the side of the gate, into the holy chambers of the priests, which faced toward the north, and, behold, there was a place on the 2 sides westward. Then said he unto me, this is the place where the priests shall boil the trespass offering and the sin offering, where they shall bake the grain offering, that they bear them not out into the outer court, to sanctify the people. Then he brought me forth into the outer court, and caused me to pass by the 4 corners of the court, and, behold, in every corner of the court there was a court. In the 4 corners of the court there were courts joined of 40 cubits long and 30 wide. These 4 corners were of the same measure. And there was a row of building stones all around in them, all around the 4, and it was made with boiling places under the rows of stones all around. Then said he unto me, these are the places of them that boil, where the ministers of the house shall boil the sacrifices of the people.